The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue will be accompanied by a couple of episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which will expand on the content and provide you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. Check out NursingNotesLive.com to subscribe to all episodes of this podcast. This month's issue of Nursing Notes is the digital issue, with a focus on helpful social media tools and applications that nurses, nursing students, and nurse educators can utilize to continue their professional development. Today on Nursing Notes Live, we'll be talking to Kim McAllister of Emergiblog about her experience as an emergency department nurse and blogger. Kim was featured in the October issue of Nursing Notes as our Get to Know Nurse. I'm here speaking with Kim McAllister, author of the Emergiblog, and wanted to find out a little bit from Kim about how she became a nurse and what interested her to become a nurse blogger. Hi, Kim. Great to have you on the show.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks. Good to be here.
So let's start off with how Kim became a nurse. What brought you into the nursing field?
Cherry Ames brought me into the nursing field. I was 9 years old. It was my 9th birthday, actually. And my great-grandmother had bought me Cherry Ames student nurse and Cherry Ames senior nurse. And I was sitting on her front porch, and I got maybe 4 or 5 chapters into the first book and decided, this is what I'm going to be. And I wasn't so much because I fell in love with nursing, but I fell in love with the nursing uniform and the cap. Decided at 9 that it was worth going to nursing school just to be able to wear that cap. And 10 years later, I was actually in nursing school and never deviated from wanting to do it. Obviously, I learned more about the profession as I got older, and it was about more than just wearing Cherry's cap. And so never deviated and started school when I was 18, graduated when I was 20 from an associate degree program. And so basically, I've almost been nursing my whole life.
Wow, that's a new one. I've heard lots of different ways people became nurses, but never from the Cherry Ames books. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty funny when I tell people, you know, it wasn't like, well, I respected the nursing profession, which I do, but, you know, I was 9 years old. But it was like a light went on, and it was like, this is what I'm meant to do. And I did it. So I can credit my great-grandmother for my career.
What areas of nursing? I know you're in emergency nursing now, but I know that you haven't always been an emergency room nurse. What other areas of nursing have you worked in?
Well, for the first 10 years, I worked in, first 7 years, I worked strictly coronary care, branched out into intensive care. And one day while I was working, the boss said, hey, you know, census is down and they're willing to kind of cross train you so you can go down and help an ER if they're busy. And would you like to do that? And I said, sure. And it kind of opened my eyes to emergency. So I've been doing that since 91. But every now and then when I think I need a break, I have tried some other areas. I worked 2.5 years in psych. And I also worked about a year in pediatric telephone advice. So between intensive care, ER, and some clinic work, I've had a pretty extensive experience.
That sounds like it. Now, when did you first get the idea to become a blogger?
I wanted to blog a couple of years before I actually started. And I listened to Hugh Hewitt, who's a talk radio host during the day, and Hugh was huge on blogs. But I thought blogs had to be political or military blogs. I read a lot of mill blogs. I read a lot of political viewpoint blogs, and I thought that's what blogs were, all about politics or military. And it never occurred to me that they would be about anything else. I didn't know of any med blogs, nothing. And then I started reading another blogger called, who's named James Lilacs at lilacs.com, and he would just write about everyday things. He would write about taking his daughter to Target, and I would have tears running down my eyes. I was laughing so hard. And I realized reading James that, you know, everyday life can be interesting. So then as I'm sitting in the ER on one of those dead nights with no patients, I'm thinking, what do I know enough to blog about? And believe me, I sat there and thought for 30 minutes before I realized, oh my God, I can write about being an emergency department nurse. And so right there in the middle of the night, in the middle of the ER, Emergy Blog was born. Went over to the computer, grabbed a Blogspot, back then a blogspot.com domain, and it took me a couple of weeks before the first post went up. But once it did, I got some attention from, maybe one of the first three or four I had written. And I would look and, oh my God, 50 people read my blog today. Well, I don't have 50 family members, so I figured it had to be someone else that we, you know, found the blog. And it just kind of blossomed from there. And then I found other medical blogs, learned what a blog roll was. Learned what a carnival was, started submitting to Grand Rounds, and it kind of just very, I won't say very slowly, but very gradually and consistently has just grown and over the last 5 years.
What are some of the, what's one of the things that you get the most satisfaction from when you are writing a blog post? Do you purposefully try to be controversial, or do you just write about what's going on at the moment and don't expect any kind of major response back from everyone?
When I started, it was strictly from, here I am, I'm a nurse, and gosh, isn't this interesting, or isn't this a pain in the neck? Just basically talking about being a nurse in general from my viewpoint. That was the whole idea, was here's what it's like to be a nurse from a nurse. And trust me, I don't ever, ever start out to be controversial. And it's only happened twice, and I wasn't happy either time it happened. But for the most part, I just kind of put it out there and, you know, and see what people think. My biggest post was one on Nurse Jackie, and I wasn't real pleased about what I thought the portrayal was going to be. It hadn't come on TV yet. I was watching the previews, and I got slammed for that, for not necessarily thinking it was a good show. So there's been some controversial topics, but for the most part, it's just my view of what I see going on in healthcare.
When there are going to be a lot of nurses listening to this and hearing about your blogging career, as it were, what would you say to one of them that might be thinking, I could share something on a blog about my nursing practice, my nursing career, my beliefs about patient care and nursing care?
I would say, honestly, start. Once the first post goes up, you know, you look at blogs and you see, oh, they've got some advertising and banners and badges and blog rolls and things like that. And you think, gosh, I don't know how to do any of that. Well, the most important thing about a blog is the content. So the window dressing doesn't matter. And really all that other stuff is sort of window dressing. Content matters. So if you want to start a blog, it's very simple. You go to blogger.com. You go to typepad.com. You could go to wordpress.com. Very simple templates and very easy to start. You just pick a title. Don't even pick a title. Just start writing your first post. Whatever it is. Then once it's there, think of a title, think of a name for your blog, and hit publish. And remember that your voice, no one else sees nursing or has the same experiences that you've had. So your voice is unique. It will contribute to the general conversation about the nursing profession. And once you start and you start to get involved in the blogosphere, you'll find that you get more and more inspiration, and it just keeps going. But if you would, and some people are afraid, they're like, well, what if I get in trouble for blogging? You really can't get in trouble for, you know, giving an opinion. As long as you're very safe with the HIPAA rules, you don't put any, any recognizable facts about any patient or situation. You know, just talk about nursing in general or your feelings in general, and roll with it and realize that you have a unique contribution to the nursing blogosphere and to the nursing profession.
We were talking earlier, and we've known each other for a while, but you know, talking about that there aren't as many nurse bloggers as there are other members in other healthcare professions. You know, the doctors are very active bloggers, and there are a lot of EMS, emergency medical services bloggers and other places. But what do you think? Why do you think nurse bloggers there aren't that many of them out there?
I don't know. And I'm seeing less. A lot of the ones that were blogging when I came along have either stopped blogging totally or have slowed down dramatically. And I don't know if it's because of just life gets involved, or, you know, I mean, maybe they just got tired of blogging, or they have other responsibilities. I know a few bloggers, nurse bloggers, who started having a family and didn't really have time to give to the blog that they had before they had those responsibilities. I'm not sure, because that does, you know, even male bloggers, male nurse bloggers don't seem to be there's not very many of them either. So I don't know. I wish there were more. But whereas I see doctors who have been blogging for the last 7 years, and I see more and more and new ones coming in all the time, nursing seems to be much slower. And I'm, maybe that's just the period of time, but I've been doing it for 5 years, and I can kind of see that some come, some go, some slow down. It's interesting. I don't really know what the issue is.
Well, we'll have to maybe talk to some of the other nurses about that. I know we're going to be at Blog World here coming up in a couple of days after this interview is recorded. And you're going to be seeing a lot of different things about social media in general, not just blogs. And I know you're on Twitter on occasion and on Facebook. What do you see about some of the new platforms coming out? What do they bring to the table that maybe a blog doesn't necessarily do very well?
It's interesting. There's pros and cons. I use Twitter and Facebook when I write a blog post, I will tweet it and I'll put it up on Facebook. But those go to a limited audience because they're people who are already following me on Twitter or who are already friends with me on Facebook. So I'll put that I've made a post with a link back to my post. But the cons of these new networking, what I'm seeing, is that people are blogging less. And some people call it microblogging. And the difference that I can see is blogs, like I mentioned before, it's all about content, writing deep content, and the content is what drives a blog. In social networking, it's about communication and quick and sort of down and dirty, a single idea, not a lot of space to develop it. So in that, I do think that it takes some time away from blogging, but I think I use them differently. My blog is my blog. Facebook, you know, I'll tell you what it has done is it's made my blog more strictly nursing. That used to be my place where I would shoot the bull on occasion about Notre Dame football, you know, the NFL, NASCAR, and I would just throw one of those posts into the middle of my nursing posts. Whereas now with Facebook, I have kind of a place to do my sort of social interaction, and then I have my blog, which is now pretty strictly nursing. So it's interesting. I'm not sure. And that's what my the panel I'm moderating at Blog World is going to be discussing. You know, what is the effect of social networking on the medical blogosphere? And I don't see social networking even remotely competing in the same arena as blogging, except for the time issue. But that could be because I'm just really enthusiastic and pro-blogging. Whereas, you know, there's blogging, and then there's all this other stuff that you can do. And sometimes they interact with each other, but for the most part, they don't. It'll be interesting to see what the panel says on that.
Kim, what about social media and how it interacts with healthcare? Obviously, we see social media being part of many aspects of people's lives. But does healthcare have a place with social media? Is there a way that social media can actually affect how nurses provide care for their patients or how patients get care for themselves?
Oh, absolutely. It affects it. It's patients who can find support through social media for people that, you know, when you had a chronic disease or you were dealing with a problem, even an acute disease in the past, you know, you had basically your doctor to go to for information, and you didn't have a lot of abilities to contact other people going through the same thing you are. Now, with the rise of blogging and social media, there is a huge online support system for just about any condition or situation that you can think of. So there's a way of getting support and a way of feeling like you're not alone, at least from a patient or a healthcare consumer viewpoint. The key, of course, is sifting through all the information that's on the internet and knowing trying to figure out what's legitimate and what isn't necessarily legitimate. But yeah, I mean, there's a huge, and I think that's already been demonstrated, a huge ability to connect for social support on the internet. In terms of nursing, at least what I found doing it, is I learned so much about the patient experience that I didn't necessarily know before. I mean, I have been a patient on occasion, but there was so much about how patients felt they were being perceived. And so it led to a larger understanding of what the patient experience was. It also leads to understanding what I call the other. I learned more about working with doctors, how doctors think, you're a medic also. So the same thing with the EMS group. It leads to a much better understanding of the healthcare environment. And I know with nursing, I was stunned to find out that things that I was dealing with as a nurse were the same all the world over. It didn't matter if you were in the UK or Australia or, you know, Italy or Japan. Nurses worldwide all were dealing with these same issues. And it leads to a dialogue where everybody can be equal. You have your opinion, you have your experience, you put it out there, and your voice helps other people, and your voice actually is worth something. So whereas before you might have felt isolated, now if that's assuming you have access to online, there's going to be a whole group of people who don't have computer access. And sometimes I worry about a discrepancy or a disparity between those who have access to social media and the information and the support that they can get and those who don't.
And I think that that's an ongoing issue. I mean, just connectivity in general is a problem. As I think there are many people that could be better connected with the world and with the country, depending on wherever you are. If you had some internet access, it brings rural areas and provides resources that they might not ordinarily have, whether it's consultational resources for a primary care provider, both nurses and physicians in remote areas, giving them the ability to consult with specialists very easily using those types of resources. That starts with internet connectivity and with social media and all the things that we bring to the table.
Exactly.
Well, Kim, it's been great talking with you and sharing your thoughts here with the audience and here and at Nursing Notes and helping other nurses and nursing students to understand about blogging. Where can they find your blog?
I am at www.emergyblog.com. And on Twitter, I am under the Emergy blog handle there too. And on Facebook, I'm /Emergy Blogger.
Great. Well, I know that a lot of the listeners here are going to want to check out your blog, and I'm looking forward to many more great posts and articles from you. And also, I know you link to other great bloggers out there as well. So it's a great starting place for somebody that wants to find out about nurse blogging.
Yeah, I have a huge blog role. So, and I try to keep it very much up to date. So if there are nurse bloggers out there who I'm not linking to, certainly have drop me a line and I will put you on the blog roll for sure.
Don't forget to check out the entire October issue of Nursing Notes, featuring a top 10 list of ways to give your career a digital makeover and a recent award the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future received from the National League for Nursing. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't forget to visit us on Facebook. Nursing Notes Live is produced each month for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.